Jesus said, my blood changes things in every one of our lives. And when the Roman soldier pierced him in the side, blood and water came out of his side. Blood symbolizing what he was doing. He was redeeming us. He was causing remission of sin. And when we come before the Father, the God Almighty won't see us the way we are, unclean. He'll see the blood, which is the remission of our sin. And that water purifies us. Another word is justification. That word simply says he just made us right. So when the water hits you, all we have to do is rejoice and know that we've been made right. My uncleanness has been made right. My stuff in me has been made right. Why? Because of what Jesus did. And the woman with an issue touched the hem of his garment, and Jesus said she was made whole. She was activating her faith, because faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. If I could just reach out and touch her hope and getting to Jesus changed her situation. But if I can just get to Jesus, if I can just touch him, I'll be made whole. Antioch, we need to be determined. Determined to get to Jesus. We need to be determined. Determined that nothing will stop us. We need to be determined that nothing will hinder us. Nothing will.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
The unstoppable weight, unstoppable weight.
Parents, inform your children of the dangers of strangers today before it's too late. This message courtesy of Miss Lou Electric Service Incorporated. For information on the services they provide, 318-336-5239. 318-336-5239. That's Miss Lou Electric Service Incorporated, on the air because they care. The Miss Lou Electric Service Incorporated is a proud sponsor of KQJO 99.3 FM.
Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repast accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies, and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Hi, this is Greg Phillips inviting you to join me weekday nights, Tuesday through Friday. That's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. right here on KAYT. It's the Junkyard Party. Don't miss it. Your favorite blues, Zydeco, adult R&B, old school, and so much more. The Junkyard Party. It's only here on KAYT.
Get ready for something new. Introducing Uncle Ugg.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I got a word.
Uncle Ugg. Ug with his brand new EP, I Gotta Work. Uncle Ug, party with me.
We gonna party tonight.
You can leave.
Took everything.
And two steps. For promo and bookings, 318-322-0683. Also 318-581-0560 or UncleUgBooking@gmail.com. Uncle Ug, the brand new EP, I Gotta Work. Uncle Ug.
The Mount Olive Missionary Baptist Church at 808 Anacoco Street in Leesville with Dr. Carl R. Armstead, the pastor, will be celebrating Pastor Armstead's ninth year anniversary, Sunday, March 22nd. Leading up to that, the pre-annual services will be March 18th through the 20th at 7 p.m. each night. The theme is God's Ambassador, Ephesians 6, 19 through 20. Wednesday night, Pastor Charlie Gilmore of the Servants of Christ Baptist Church in Alexandria. Thursday night, Pastor Gregory Clark of the Greater New Zion Baptist Church in Alexandria. Friday night, Pastor Daniel Stafford of the Starlight Baptist Church in DeRidder. Sunday, March 22nd at 3 p.m., the special guest speaker and church, Dr. Jerome Chu of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Jasper, Texas. The Mount Olive Missionary Baptist Church, a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.
Till I till I overflow. I wanna run, oh, I wanna run, oh.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Well, it's Big Hits Day, and that's another one. Tasha Cobbs with Overflow. Good morning. Welcome to the Hamp Camp on KAYT, KQJOFM, the station for every generation. The heart and soul of Central Louisiana. We got a few showers early, mostly cloudy later in the day. High temperature at around 80 degrees, overnight low at 68. Today, the 18th of March, is Awkward Moments Day. Awkward moments can happen at any time, and to some folks more than others. Awkward Moments Day is a celebration of all those awkward moments, from when you walk out of the bathroom stall and you got some toilet paper on your shoe, to realizing that the person you've been talking to for years, you still don't know their name. That's what Awkward Moments Day is all about today. All right. Are you ready for clue number 3 in Bible Jeopardy? Remember, respond in the form of a question by putting who is or what is in front of your response. Let's get right on into it. Bible Jeopardy clue number 3. What parable of Jesus did the scribes, chief priests, and elders think was about them? What parable of Jesus did the scribes, the chief priests, and the elders think it was about them? Was it the parable of the vineyard, the parable of the prodigal son, the parable of the lost coin, or the parable of the talents? Which one of those parables did those scribes, chief priests, and elders think was about them? The vineyard, the prodigal son, the lost coin, or the talents? Well, if you look in Mark 12, verses 1 through 12, you might get a clue. Call me back when you do. 318-484-2500 or toll free. 1-877-464-2500. That's clue number 3. Call me with the answer. Put who is or what is in front of the response, and you are good to go. Here's Fresh Start Worship with Mention.
Of your name, every knee will bow, every tongue confess that you are Lord. Can you help us say that? 'Cause
at the mention of your name, every knee will bow, every tongue confess that you are Lord.
At the mention of your name,
every knee will bow,
every knee,
every tongue confess, yeah, that you are Lord.
Sickness has to bow, and at the mention of your name, that you are Lord.
once blinded eyes will see that you are Lord. Say, Jesus, you are. Say, oh, Jesus, you are Lord. Oh, Jesus, you are
amount of grace that kept my blessing waiting just for me. like.
Ooh, la, la.
I'm being broken like.
Ooh, la, la.
And now my heart is like.
Ooh, la, la.
It's amazing. Where does Kirk Franklin keep coming up with all of these hits? Man, he just keeps doing it and doing it. That's called Just For Me. Good morning and welcome to the Hamp Camp, the Wade Hampton Show on this Wednesday morning. We are talking today about trusting God during troubling times, in particular during the COVID-19 pandemic. While some may give in to cynicism and think that there's nothing they can do, wringing their hands, saying, que sera, sera, whatever will be, let's not forget the power of prayer. Prayer is the exact prescription the Bible gives us to cure anxiety. It's easy to want to look at the news and overthink the possible negative outcomes that can take place. All that's going to do is rob you of your peace. God promises in Philippians 4 and 6, he says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. That's very comforting in these troubling times, choosing prayer over panic, learning how to trust God during the coronavirus pandemic. All right, now, just in case you have not heard the correct answer to Bible Jeopardy clue number 3. Let's get to it right now. What parable of Jesus did the scribes, chief priests, and elders think was about them? Was it the parable of the vineyard, the prodigal son, the lost coin, or the talents? Mark 12, 1 through 12 has the correct answer. And if you said, what is the parable of the vineyard? You would be correct. What is the vineyard parable? That's the one that the chief priests, the scribes, and the Pharisees thought it was about them, all right? All right. Birthdays and anniversaries are on the way. I want you to stay right where you are. We'll be back with more of the Wade Hampton Show after these important messages.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
Everybody's still talking about Anointed King Cuts at 5811 Masonic Drive, Suite C and D, near the Circle K store at the corner of Horseshoe Drive. Carmen's King is the master barber, and he's doing up hairstyles like nobody's business. Miss Cotton Candy will have you ladies looking like you just stepped out of a magazine. You'll be able to relax in the comfortable waiting area, enjoying a Christian atmosphere. Both appointments and walk-ins are welcome. 318-730-4507.
Anointed King Cut.
Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. They're giving back to the community in a big way.
Anointed King Cut.
You'll be able to come in normal and leave looking and feeling like a king. Anointed King Cut is another proud sponsor of KAYT, KQJO FM.
Too much stuff and not enough space. MiniMax Self-Storage, located at 3700 Lee Street at Industrial, offers commercial and residential space, which includes individual door alarms, coded gate access, fenced and lighted for your safety, plus climate control or non-climate control, whatever you prefer. They're open 7 days a week and can be reached at 449-8988. That's MiniMax Self-Storage on the corner of Lee Street and Industrial.
Trey Huffman, owner of MiniMax Storage, is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
We have just successfully elected two black men for U.S. Senate in Mississippi. Through voting, we have ensured that 80% of our state representatives here in the U.S. South are either black or Native American. Sounds like wishful thinking? In the 1870s, this was actually the history we made through grassroots organizing, and we used the U.S. Census to do it. Coming out of slavery, we organized for black political power, and the census count in 1870 allowed for the creation of the first majority-minority districts in U.S. history. These new districts allowed for a radical change in who represented us in the Senate, Congress, and state houses. In 2020, we will again have an opportunity to take part in the census and make sure every adult and child in our household is counted. Ensuring an accurate count during the U.S. Census is part of our black history. Let's make history again by making sure everyone we know is counted.
Hi, I'm Mark Smeby, and this is a Live Hope Minute. We have hundreds of choices to make as we live each day, to enjoy the ride and see the beauty in the world around us, or live in a prison of resentment and fear, wishing other people would give us the life we believe we deserve. For most of my life, I chose a twisted cocktail of these two. I enjoyed the times of beauty and fun that crossed my path, but when times got tough, I would think about all the people who had hurt me. The result? I felt mostly miserable most of the time, and I could not figure out why. Then I realized I had a choice: live my own life or let other people live it for me. Living my own life means continually choosing hope instead of despair, faith instead of fear, and forgiveness instead of resentment, and refusing to let the actions or attitudes of other people determine how awesome my life should be. Explore more about hope at livehopenow.com.
This is what it means to live hope.
On this Wednesday, March 18th, we have got quite a few birthdays to get to, so let's do it. Let's say good morning and happy birthday to Constance Christian, who celebrates her birthday today, and she's raising money for the American Cancer Society this morning. Happy birthday to you, Constance Christian. We've got Chosen for Greatness, who celebrates her 41st birthday today. Happy birthday to you, Chosen for Greatness. Miss Tennille Dodd, she's better known as Much. She's celebrating her 41st birthday. That's my sister in Christ. Great lady. Tennille Dodd, happy birthday to you on your birthday today. Miss LaTanya Black Queen, she's celebrating her 39th birthday. Good morning to you, LaTanya Black Queen, and happy birthday to you. This Wednesday finds Miss Jocelyn Marquette celebrating her birthday. Happy birthday to you, Jocelyn Marquette. Miss Philanda Chu, better known as Tootie. Hey, Philanda. She's turning 42 years young today. What a blessing. Happy birthday to you, Philanda Chu. Miss Shaterica Henderson celebrates her 43rd birthday this morning. Good morning. And happy birthday to Shaterica Henderson on your birthday. Mr. Jacoby Butler, bringing up 45 candles on that cake today. Happy birthday.